What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast. I'm here with Brian Carberry, president of RP Sports. So RP Sports has a product that I'm really interested in, recovery pump. We're going to talk about that in just a second, but we are live at PSATS 2019. We're here in Orlando broadcasting live from the exhibitor hall. And so we got a little bit of background noise, some side conversations going on, which is cool. So I'm excited to be here, and I thank Kurt and all of PSATS MLS for bringing us here. So, Brian, welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast.
Thank you.
All right, so to start it off, what is RP Sports?
So RP Sports is a little company in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, just outside of Philadelphia. And we provide innovative sports technologies to competitive sports programs, actually all the way around the world. Our proprietary product line, Recovery Pump, is sold in 30 countries around the world. We also serve as distributor for a few other technologies, including some blood flow restriction stuff, and more recently, a form of passive cardio.
Okay, so I want to know about Recovery Pump, but what is passive cardio?
Passive cardio, it's funny you say that because I figured that would be kind of the first thing you mentioned. When I say those words, passive cardio, everyone usually just kind of rolls their eyes at me. And
I'm interested.
Great. The reason we refer to it as passive cardio is because it's a technology that has been used on the medical side for about 15 years, known as external counterpulsation. This technology is similar to pneumatic compression therapy, which we'll talk about in a minute with Recovery Pump, in that it compresses muscle groups in your lower extremities in a sequential fashion, so moving distal to proximal through your first your calves and then your quads and your glutes. Three sequential muscle groups get dynamic compression in perfect sequence with the user's heart rate. So we're only compressing in the diastolic phase of the heart's rhythm, essentially loading the muscle, the heart muscle, while it's at rest, and depressurizing the circulatory system as a whole so that there is greater distribution of blood flow, more efficient distribution of blood flow during the systolic phase.
Okay, so not to oversimplify, but it sounds like it's a advanced level of recovery pump.
It is. It's we often say it is pneumatic compression therapy on steroids.
Okay, so then let's go back to the basics. What's the most basic level of recovery pump sports?
The most basic level, I think, probably could be where we started, which is full lower extremity compression garments hooked up to a compressor known as Recovery Pump. It's a four-chambered garment which applies sequential compression through the lower extremity, and it's about a 60-second sequence. You get compression from the sole of the foot to the top of the thigh, and then a release. That release is intermittent, so every 60 seconds you're getting a full release. And this helps flush metabolic waste, deoxygenated blood from the lower extremity, which leads to reduced muscle fatigue and temporary relief in muscle soreness.
Oh, you keep mentioning sequential compression. Mm-hmm. Tell me why you keep saying that word.
Well, sequential compression is important, and it's a differentiator for us because what it does is it's not just a single compression and then a release. It moves in a sequence. For us, most of our products are four-chambered products with Recovery Pump, and so whether you're using the Recovery Arm or the Recovery Boots, you're going to get a massage sequence through the extremity, beginning in the distal part of the extremity, moving distal to proximal, holding those distal chambers as it moves. So this creates more efficient fluid evacuation than would just a on and off intermittent compression sequence.
All right, and so you said it's about a 60-second cycle. So is it 60 seconds from the glute? Like, so if you said it starts at the toe and then the calf and then the quad and then the glute, so does it hold the glute for 60 seconds or it just holds the toe for 60 seconds?
So the when we started the conversation, we were talking about the three muscle groups going calves, quads, glutes. That was our passive cardio. That's our pneumatic compression on steroids. And then we shifted and started talking about the most basic form of recovery pump. Mm. And so the full lower extremity boot actually stops at the top of the quadricep or hamstring. It's like a pair of pants, except that it ends just
like
at
chaps.
Yes, exactly. And so this, what I mean by 60-second cycle is when the compression begins in the sole of your foot, you could look at your clock and 60 seconds later, you'll have a full compression in the entire extremity will be, you'll be experiencing compression from the sole of the foot all the way to the top of the quadricep. And then it will release for a period of anywhere from 10 to 60 seconds, and the user can determine that release time. So from a clinician standpoint, sometimes it's beneficial to delay the release before the compression sequence begins again if you're, you know, managing edema post-operative or acute injury.
All right, so sorry about the confusion there, but that's good. This helps all of us understand because, again, most of the sports medicine broadcast listeners are secondary school athletic trainers, and I know quite a few. We went up and visited DeSoto High School, and I think they have like 6 recovery pumps.
Right.
That is so awesome. And so we're talking about managing edema, and you talked about it reduces the fatigue. So recovery pump is ideal for what?
Well, I think there's two parts. This is kind of a two-part answer. Recovery pump is intended to relieve muscle fatigue, relieve soreness, and promote an accelerated repair of the muscle tissue by helping to control that swelling post-training. So the first part of the answer is if you're an athlete and you deal with muscle fatigue and muscle soreness, recovery pump is ideal for relieving that, making you feel fresh. So that would be the first part of the answer. It's ideal for athletes in dealing with muscle fatigue. The second part of the answer is it's really ideal for controlling and helping to manage edema in a post-operative site or post-acute injury. And recovery pump specifically is ideal for that because it's the only compression device on the market that offers such a wide range of pressure settings. So our product is engineered in such a way that you can control the pressure from 20 millimeters of mercury up to 100 millimeters of mercury, and you can actually control that pressure on a per millimeter of mercury basis, so it's very precise. And by offering pressure settings as low as 20 millimeters of mercury, we're actually able to begin controlling the edema post-operative 24, 48 hours after surgery.
All right, so this is, again, really interesting. Talking about edema, you know, obviously in a high school setting, we have I've seen lots of ACLs this year already. In talking about that, or it's basketball season, so there's nonstop ankle injuries. So looking at, or I've had an ankle dislocation earlier this year. So tell me some of the times that I couldn't use the recovery pump.
If you were pregnant.
Okay.
And really? even then, you just need to consult with your physician. History of DVT. Actually, my wife used the compression boots when she was pregnant. She's a nurse, and so she's on her feet for 12 hours a day. And so she dealt with swelling in her lower extremity. She deals with it on a daily basis, just as, you know, being on your feet all day long. And the folks here will all come over to our booth at some point and say, hey, do you have those boots so we can throw them on? And she used it during her pregnancy because that swelling in her lower extremity was compounded, and it was a perfect way for her to get relief at the end of a long shift. But for you, when you should not use compression is over potentially trauma, like a recent fracture. If you have a history of DVTs, and then you just want to consult your physician. Obviously, active DVT, but otherwise, there's really very few contraindications with the product. It's been cleared for over-the-counter sale by the FDA, and we sell it from, you know, average Joe athletes to elite NBA and NFL, Major League Soccer stars, actually, athletes all over the world.
All right, so a lot of times when I see recovery pump or like similar products, you'll see the athletes sitting with their legs elevated. Does it make a difference?
It depends on the product you're using. The concept behind elevating your legs is to help with that return of fluid. You're trying to get gravity to assist with that return. We do not suggest to sit with your legs elevated because there's actually two really important things happening during compression therapy. One is that return, but actually the decompression in compression, this is sort of a paradox, but the decompression in compression therapy is just as important as the compression phase. And the reason for that is twofold. One, you want healthy arterial blood flow to return to the limb in that rest phase, which with recovery pump is occurring every 60 seconds. So if you're elevating your feet, you're reducing the amount of healthy blood flow returning. So we recommend just laying flat. And then the second part of why decompression is just as important as the compression is when it comes to the lymphatic system, there's this sponge-like effect that occurs in absorbing fluid through the lymphatics. And 70% of the fluids in your bodies actually end up being absorbed through the lymphatic system. And so our product is used widely on the medical side to help with conditions like lymphedema. It's a bit of a different product on the sports side, but the same technology is employed, and that decompression is really what gets the release with the lymphatic system. So think about if you're trying to move fluid with a sponge, yes, the compression is important, but if you're not releasing and you're not releasing fully, you're not getting the full results. You're not actually maximizing the absorption rate of that sponge. And so the same should be said of pneumatic compression therapy. And that's why our product releases fully every 60 seconds. And it's also why we encourage people to remain, you know, flat. You really do not need to elevate your legs while you're using this technology.
All right. So this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/recovery pump. And at the end, they've actually given a code out to save 10% on your purchases. But I want to ask you this. Recovery pump, how is it different or similar to like the Game Ready, the Normatech, the Power Play, those type things? I'm not an expert, and I don't actually have any of these in our athletic training room. So how is it similar or different or both?
So in most athletic training rooms, I should say we've been in elite sports really since 2013, and in almost every athletic training room, we see our product and the Game Ready. We think, well, I should say it's different from Game Ready in that Game Ready is, yes, there's compression, but it's targeted cold compression, and it's used primarily for treating acute injury, swelling, that type of thing, post-operative. The recovery pump is a full leg garment in that it goes from sole of the foot all the way to the top of the thigh, and we have a variety of additional garments. So the garment selection is a bit different for recovery pump. And the real differentiator is that there is no cold therapy in a recovery pump whatsoever. It's simply pneumatic compression. So we are in the business of increasing circulation, and we do that through sequential compression. We do not want to introduce cold because there is some vasoconstriction which occurs with the introduction of cold. In terms of comparing our product to other strictly pneumatic compression products, to answer your question, the one company you mentioned, Normatech, which is right in our space, and we compete directly with them, the primary difference is our speed of cycle. So as I mentioned earlier, in every 60 seconds, you're getting a full lower extremity flush with the recovery pump. It takes quite a bit longer for competitive products to achieve that full flush, anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes, depending on the settings. And so if you're in a high school setting and you've got, you know, 10 student athletes that you want to get through and they're all using the same product, in 10 minutes of treatment with the recovery pump, you're going to get 10 full flushes of the extremity. 10 minutes of competitive products, you may get 3 or 4. And so just in terms of efficiency, we're going to be able to offer more bang for your buck with a product that has a faster cycle. There are a few other differentiators as well. One being the recovery pump product is manufactured in a plant where we have done really become the experts in pneumatic compression. We have stemmed from a medical company, which has been in business for over 25 years and specifically provides these pneumatic compression devices to mostly homebound patients or patients who are dealing with or managing some chronic condition, whether that's lymphedema or really any type of venous insufficiency. And so everything about the therapy in our product is engineered based upon decades of efficacy and success with treating those chronic conditions. And we really employ those same treatment parameters and features of therapy to our sports product. And that is really can't be said of other products on the market. And so there are intricacies with what's actually happening inside that boot. Also, the product has a patented internal overlapping chamber. So we spoke for a minute about the sequence in which you'll experience this compression. The chambers in our product overlap, and that's important. They do that in other products as well, but they overlap in our product actually inside the garment and not just inside the component that you unzip, but they're manufactured inside the material. And so what that does is it prevents bacteria buildup, something that you really need to be, you know, aware of in a shared in an athletic training room where the product will be shared among, you know, numerous athletes.
Yeah, it's definitely a consideration. You know, if you have to, like you just said, if you're treating 10 athletes with the same thing, especially if you're treating somebody that's post-surgery, post-ACL, and they may possibly have an open wound, then is it going to make that inoperable for the next 24 hours, that kind of thing? Definitely something to consider. So do you have any really funny stories or really strange uses or, like, unbelievable cases that where somebody's used recovery pump?
Let's see here.
Maybe something we won't believe.
Something you wouldn't believe about recovery pump.
So while he's thinking, it's PSATS 10, PSATS 10. That'll help you save 10% on your recovery pump purchases at rpsports.com, rpsports.com, or this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/recovery pump. So,
yeah, I've got one in mind. And before I share this, I want to just quickly jump back to the last point we were making, and you said it, you know, it's important to keep in mind post-surgery, if we are using this product, which has a wider treatment range in terms of lower treatment pressures for someone who's you know, post-ACL, and we want to keep that in mind in terms of making sure that there's no real risk of infection. We want to use a garment that doesn't have pockets inside of it that you can feel, because that is a breeding ground for bacteria. But also another differentiator, which I briefly mentioned earlier, is that low treatment option with the recovery pump. The lowest treatment pressure with a Normatec device, for example, is 60 millimeters of mercury. And that is not something that your athletes, or really the post-surgical site, is going to be able to tolerate that quickly post-operative. With the recovery pump as low as 20 millimeters of mercury, we can do that. And that's just another differentiator I wanted to point out as we were talking about some things that separate us from competitive products. And I did think for a second about maybe something you wouldn't believe. I'm not sure I'm able to mention the name of this athlete.
All right. I'll leave it at that then.
But the world's, this was maybe 3 years ago, the world's fastest sprinting racehorse athlete had his own recovery pump system. And it's actually used on horses. A little bit so far, but we're working on some garments that are fashioned to actually be used on racehorses. And I remember the story is that I went to Kentucky to visit with the this particular racehorse and their and his trainer, and they had seen our product when they were at a D1 school in South Texas, and called me and said, we want to try this for our racehorse because we've been dealing with some swelling and we're having difficulty managing that. So I flew out there and went and visited with the racehorse, and racehorses are very, they can be very, you know, high energy. I don't know, there's a lot of testosterone or something, but they're finicky. And we weren't exactly sure how this horse would respond to it. And so we had this horse and his stable there, and we're getting the boots set onto it. I remember we actually used an arm garment for it because we couldn't really put the foot boot around the hoof of the horse. So we put this arm garment around the lower half of the horse's front legs, and everyone was sort of nervous to see what the horse would do. Was it going to buck back? And, you know, like, we had the pump sitting there right in front of the horse. We were a little bit worried he would just, you know, trample on it or something or worse, and started this compression sequence, and within maybe 45 seconds, the horse fell asleep. And the trainer was shocked and immediately said to me, and I don't know much about horse racing or horses at all, and the trainer was, this is such a terrific sign. When a horse is comfortable enough to sleep, it is a very good sign of this horse being calm and comfortable. And so that horse then incorporated, and that trainer incorporated the recovery pump technology with that horse and still does with the different horses that she works with now.
Very interesting. All right, so recovery pump from RP Sports. We got Brian here, again, president, talking about how it's good for you, good for your athletes, good for your pregnant wife, with the doctor's consent, or good for your horses, possibly. So very interesting product, and again, I look forward to learning more and maybe more when we meet up again at NATA or something like that, that we can talk about some of the other, the BFR or other type products you have. So, Brian, I really appreciate you coming and being part of the Sports Medicine Broadcast when we're live at PSATS 2019. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me.